Pathway to joy, Es Hashem. Okay. So, how is a person to know where he's holding in terms of the next world? How do I know where I'm holding? There's the easy answer and there's the harder answer, right? These answers, like, so easy. I have no idea, I know where to know. Very easy, right? No idea. Because it depends on a lot of things. If this person's going to suffer his whole life, if nothing says, and he's suffering, he doesn't know. It's all going to be fine. You just hold on.
Well, it depends on whether you're Osama bin Laden or who else.
I'm talking about your regular person, right? Maybe there are some people you could tell. Something feels not right about the person you want. Yes, I agree. But for us, it's actually, Rav Nosson does give, he says there is a way of telling in general. Now, again, it could be that we just need to, like, go through whatever we need to go through, and there is such a thing. But that's less usual. So that's unusual. It's possible. Because he's just supposed to, yeah, he has to have this problem and this in you. And he's not going to find peace here so easily. It's not so easy for him. There is such a thing like that. But generally speaking, it totally depends on if you're happy with who you are. If I'm happy with who I am, usually, that means I'm going to be happy also with the next one. So that's what I'm working on. Just accept. He says something very, very fascinating. Yeah, he says the main element of a shirus, whether you're rich or not, whether you have a lot of material goods or very few, so the main element of holy wealth is the happiness and joy with which one accepts what he has. That's what he says. So a person will get this bechin, it's called Ha'aras HaRotzon. Hashem's happy with him, he stands in this illumination, he gets what he gets in a good way. So he says, so a person is going to be very, very happy with whatever Hashem gives him. He's going to be very happy, very thankful. He says, thank you, Hashem, so much. He said, because this is what Hashem wants. This situation. That's what Hashem wants. Thank you. Okay. I accept that. I understand that.
Sometimes you don't understand.
No, for sure. You don't understand. Very often. You don't understand. But he says, that's why it says, Yekir kapech kitzochal. The work of your hands, when you will enjoy the work of your hands, you will consume the work of your hands. Ashrecha b'olam hazeh v'togach b'olam haba. Fortunate are you in this world, and good, it's good for you in the next world. It's good for you in the next world. So that's this, because if you're fortunate in this world, it says when a person has this awe, a person feels a tremendous yearning and desire for Hashem. Everything he has, he's happy with. He says, this is what Hashem said to me. This situation, this address, this family, this, everything is from Hashem. And I accept that I'm happy with it. And I'm merutzah, merutzeh. I'm happy, I'm pleased. I'm good with it. He said, most likely, even this world, he's happy with who he is. And he's just wanting Hashem because he is appeased, as it were. He's happy, he's good. He accepts things for how they are. He accepts people for how they are. So then, in the next world, he'll get it on a much higher level. So sometimes we can tell, I'm happy with where I am, with who I am, that already gives me a lot more connection to the next world than this world. So really, we ought to just be, say, thank you Hashem, I'm just so happy. Why don't we? Sometimes we don't, we're not so happy. This happens, that happens. I didn't want this to happen, I didn't want that to happen, I had this plan, I had that plan. Nothing works out the way it's supposed to work out. Everything worked out, it's all coming together, and then the littlest thing, and suddenly it's not my plan, it's not what I wanted, and then things fall apart. So what am I supposed to do? So, that's a called bilbul. A person has confusion. It's very, very hard for them to be focused. But Nachman said one of the main purposes and the main good results of real focus is a person has mental tranquility. He's able to deal with what he has, where things are, how things are, that's not angry. The Rav Bender would always say, he said, you have no idea how people in earlier generations treated each other, breastworks even. They were so careful, never ever to give insults, to respect each other and to treat them with a lot of acceptance, a lot of respect, kindness. It's hard to even give over how much people were careful. How much community, how much people are careful and how they treated their fellows. So Hisbolus, that's one of the results that's supposed to come from Hisbolus. When a person is relaxed, he's calm, it's from Hashem, Hashem's here, everything's good. Like the Rebbe says, in your speech, any aspect of speech, Hashem is right there with you. The Heichel and Melech is called the Tzapidari. The Rebbe says the Heichel is the Heichel. Hey, Yud Chaf Lamed, right? So it's Lamed is 30, Chaf is 20, Yud is 10. What's that? 30 plus 20 plus 60, and hey, it's 5. Says that is gematria aleph dalet nun yud, right? Because aleph dalet is 5, nun is 50, and yud is 10. That's in the same 65. It's because the heichel, the way you reveal Hashem, is through this element of speech. And Hashem is right there. When you speak, that's the heichel for Hashem. That's the way you reveal Hashem. Instead of monkey, there's no revelation, there's no honor. It's not honorable. Oh, wow. So, this distinguished monkey, it just doesn't work that way. You can maybe be kind to a monkey, but the monkey does not understand so much honor in the same way as a human being. It's not considered terribly honored. I have the most distinguished guest. I mean, you're not going to say that about a monkey. You might say that about somebody else. It's just like, it's not as I have, it's like an interesting guest. We try to treat the guest nicely, we're gentle with this guest, we play with fun guest, but honorable. The honorable, you know, whoever it is, we're not going to say about a monkey, we're not going to say it about any animal who doesn't have the capacity of speech, doesn't have the mental understanding of what it means to be honored and what it means to be disgraced. It's just not the same. It could be on a very gross level, but like generally speaking, the main respect is going to be something totally different. What's the main respect? Is when you speak. The person speaks. That's where, in the area of speech, of understanding, that's where we have real honor. So
is that on the same level as, quote, humans?
I'm using
derogatory term. I mean people that are acting like monkeys.
I don't know. This is a different question. This is a hard question. But sometimes a person just doesn't have any, well, that's me. He needs to know, you know, Hashem reveals himself to you. You have a special task in the world. But generally speaking, we need to try to find to make sure that the dibur is proper. The Rebbe says it's like, let's say a king or a big officer sends his trusted servant, his second in command or another big nobleman, go take care of this city or this place for me. And he goes and he takes care of it. And he doesn't tell anybody there's a king. He gets all the honor. They're falling at his feet and they're talking to him like he's the king, he's the great king. And then one day the king or this nobleman comes, the one his superior shows up. And he asks the subordinate, why aren't they doing this and that and other thing like I said needs to be done? I don't see things happening like I planned. Didn't even expect it. So he calls over the supervisor and says, what's the deal? So the supervisor, in front of the king, drops his, oh, please help, you know, your great, your excellency, your majesty, your gracefulness, your witness. Like, it is the most embarrassing thing. So his face will turn black. He's so humiliated to be treated in such a way that's completely inappropriate, and the honor should be going to the address who's right there. So we're not going to say the same thing. Hashem is right there, especially when you speak. So your speech should be in a way that's going to bring Hashem in the world, and not the opposite. So otherwise, we're just like that second command. So be very careful to keep things in perspective. So Hashem is right here. I have to bring that down and understand that I'm going to be happy. See, He sent this to me. Hashem gave this to me. Whatever I have, He gave it to me. I have to appreciate it. So we all have this wonderful heart. Our heart understands. Our heart sees. Our heart, we have a feeling heart. The Nachman says, right, blessed is lay basar. We have a heart of flesh. So there's only one problem. So it's sealed. So it's as if it's stone. It's like you have the most beautiful house in the world and you see all the windows are closed. That's Albert Camus. All the windows are closed. There's no air. There's no light. What's this little office worth? I mean, theoretically it's worth a lot, but if you never go there, you can't open the windows because you're stuck for whatever reason. I mean, like, it's pitch black. You can't even breathe. You can't do anything there. Like, it's worthless. But potentially it's all there. So that's our heart. We have to just open up and bring the aura in and everything will be fine. You get through the what's called the force from the heart, what's holding you back. And the force from the heart is the inability to take things with what we call Yishuv Hadash. Serenity, tranquility, that's what we need. Calmness, that's how that comes. So that is the problem. So otherwise, that way the person is posel, stay out, see things. The person is like on two sides. On the one hand, he's got one focus, Hashem. On the other hand, he's got other focuses that are maybe not so much Hashem. So which is it? So you just can't focus and say, no, I have one major goal. I'm going to put everything slowly, with a lot of relaxation, a lot of seichel. I'm going to put everything in the rubric of my one goal, connect to Hashem. I connect to Hashem with everything I do. Just have to try to remember Hashem. Try to become those people. That's our job. So we have to just get a heart.
We have a heart.
Exactly. But we have to open those windows, open it up and bring it in and make it happen.
Maybe it So we don't do that with speech automatically?
Not automatically, no. We do it only when we are opening ourselves up. Like, on a simple level, I want to feel someone else's pain, what's going on for someone else. If I don't focus and think about that and try to get that, or whatever I went through to give me that, so I just don't give a hoot. Like, so what? So what?
Maybe you have to clean first the house inside.
Could also
be. Before you open the windows, because then you can see the dirt.
It's also true. No, that's also a true point, that there are things that are outside holding back. Absolutely. But for sure, still, all that is just holding us back from finding who we really are. Our heart is fine. We just
maybe
have to find it.
Maybe when you open now the window, you can die because of the bears now.
That I don't know, but like, if you just want to bring the light in, then everything gets okay. He says, Hashem made you straight. So we make these all these different calculations that are not so good.
So you kind of have to be in the Spodidut framework all the time.
Exactly, his bonus is supposed to bring Hashem into my life all the time, but in a positive, good way, in a gradual, positive, happy, good way, not in a threatening, bad way, in a good way. It's a good way, so everything's good. We just have to learn how to have a perspective. I mean, you speak to, there are people who that's where they're holding. That's all they're really thinking about. I want to share. And we're trying. See after Shema. Hopefully we'll get there one of these days. See after Shema. But the first thing is to realize, if I'm not happy with where I am now, if I'm not happy with something, at this moment, I'm just attaching for the next world. Like, why would I do that? I just don't see that. Let's like reframe. Say, why would I detach from the next world? It's just not the smartest thing to do. Why not stay connected and say, okay, happy and not happy. Go, fine, I don't care. Say something stupid, It's just not mature. It's the childish. It's called the cutness. Larry calls it cutness. He's not mature. He's not really mature. That's real maturity. He's saying, okay, I'll do my best to help whatever I can. I'll do my best. But the way things are, I have to accept things as they are and try to change them and change myself in whatever way I can in a positive, good way. Not in a way that's going to be negative and it's going to be about me, my feelings, I like this, I like that, it's not going to help. That's not what Hashem wants. That's not why we're here. We're here to forget about the I. Except when Hashem wants us to focus on the I. But it's not supposed to be we're occluded by just the I have to try to remember Hashem every second. That's my job. That's what I want. That's our goal. So we'll get there. See, after the Shema. But everybody said, what you talk about, you're going to get. Just take some time. If you're talking about something, you're talking about something, it's going to happen. It'll be so. You have to just be patient. When the time comes, it'll happen. And there's no shortcuts. There's no real shortcuts. The safe way is just yearn, you try, you ask Hashem, you yearn another day, and another, here we are again, Wednesday, and then Thursday, and the next day, we keep on yearning. I want to be zochet to Hashem, I want to be zochet to Kedusha, I want to be zochet to this, I want to be zochet to that. I have all these different goals, and they're still on my date book, I'm just yearning, and I'm waiting. The Rebbe says, you have to wait. You can't forget that I have to act while I wait and do whatever I can. But I'm waiting. You have to realize, I'm in abeyance now. I'm kind of like, getting there. I have to just do my best and everything will come together. Because I can't do it. This is very much a theme of Mustafa. This is very, very much about this idea that you, man, can't do it. Do we leave Mitzrayim? No. Hashem took us out of Mitzrayim. Without Hashem's impetus, it would have been impossible totally for us to leave. We couldn't do it. Even with his impetus, we sort of messed up in certain ways. Because we didn't trust enough in him. So it's only Hashem. So it's okay, please, I'm in Mitzrayim. Please take me out, because I can't do it. That's what Nassim says. He says that you can't do it. So Hashem says, okay, try to run as well as you can, and then turn to Hashem, I'll take you out. You can't rush the hour, the time. The right time is coming. But I can't rush it. If I rush, it doesn't happen. So no rushing.
Hashem takes you out of the house?
That's right.
You don't do it yourself?
Nope. That's what he says. Just like in Mitzrayim, you can't do it yourself. So even more, you cannot. So, but Hashem can. You have to just bring enough Hashem into your life to get there. The moral puts it his way. He says, if you connect yourself to Hashem, you're going to be uplifted. That's a natural consequence of being connected to Hashem. We are created by Hashem. Naturally, we are buoyant. We should like float. The reason why we don't float is because we're very heavy with our own self fill in the blank. Importance, self denigration, whatever the exact way to fill it in, it doesn't make a difference. Bottom line, we're just too top heavy. If we just like throw out the ballast, we'll just float. It just sometimes it takes a little time to throw things out.
But we're still in Mitzrayim.
In a certain way, yes, that's correct. And I mean that in terms of even somebody who is a pure, wonderful person, he's not doing anything wrong. All he is that when he gets a parking ticket, he loses it, and he just gets so angry and so upset. He's in Mitzrayim. And he davened a beautiful davening this morning, and he learned it, let's say, even in Kolo, and he worked in the most upright way. And when he gets a parking, that's just very hard for him. He goes off and crazy. Makes him crazy. So this person is a Mitzrayim. Maybe not such a big Mitzrayim. He's not as bad a Mitzrayim as the guy who cuts people off and endangers their life. But he's a Mitzrayim. Because there's something that just make him, he doesn't have supper ready for him in the house. Wow, he's so angry. No supper, the worst thing that could possibly happen.
Women are this way.
Women have their own challenge. Different. Totally different. They're a lot more pragmatic, I think. Very often. One finds they're just more practical. What's the maisa? This, the maisa, that, what's the point? It's different. It's a different kind of a voter. For us, we need very, very much to work on this element of being merutzeh, being happy. Being happy with how things are. And accepting things as they are. Not to say, I just said it like this, no, Shlomo Rasin says. He says, Ruxin, when you're connected, when you're really yearning for Hashem, a natural outcome of that is that I'm merutzeh. I'm happy and easily peace, anything's okay. So if you're not merutzeh, your Ruxin is not, you want, because I, it's more that the emphasis is on the I than on the want. I want. I. What am I? Why I? Why not yearning? Hashem, you. That's the bottom line. We have to figure it. Try to figure out and try to say, okay, Hashem, help me attain serenity, tranquility of mind, connection, and be happy and be merutzeh with what things are as they are. Just accept things, situations, people, whatever, as they are, and try to connect to Hashem. Sometimes despite them, sometimes with them. And not to lose, the parking ticket is just an example of many, many things. The Chofetz Chaim says the only people who know the person is the family, because they know when it's very hard, and there's some things you hit like a wall, this is so hard for me, and that's so hard for me, and you have to learn, okay. That's the main place that you're going to meet us, is the family. If it's the wife, if it's the children, that's what he says. So that's the only way, because everyone else can think you're the biggest tzaddik. And in your home, you see where you really are. You know what to work on. I need to work on more patience, and another time, and this way, and that way, and other way, and that way. We yearn until Hashem takes care of us. We have to be waiting, though. I have to wait for that. So I really want to learn how to be patient. I don't want to be angry. Why do you have to be patient? I still remember someone we came to Rosh Hashanah. The person took her friend. They went to Rosh Hashanah to be a Kubal. And I get a guy. It was a rabbi, a young rabbi, was trying to show his attentions on this young lady. He was a Hebrew student, Hebrew school teacher. So, We went together to Rav Shani. And Rav Shani said, I don't understand your problem. You're tough. Kick him. If he bothers you, just kick him in the shins. So get off my case. If you bug me, I'm just going to kick you in the shins. That's what you tell. So Rav Shani said, no, but this woman, she has a bit of a temper. Which will kick him. He said, no, she doesn't have a temper. When she gets angry, people know about it. You have a temper. And this person was so upset. I have a temper? Because they're mostly usually very easy going, but when the person gets upset, then there's a volcanic eruption. And we didn't, never go to see him again. Doesn't matter. Not really that way. Come on. Not really. But he was right. This person is good to you. She said, you better, I don't want to talk to you. I don't care. I'm telling you right now, I'm really on the verge of kicking you. You better not bother me. That's what she said. I don't think she ever actually had to kick him. But he figured out, okay, I guess not. And then the other person had to work on anger eventually. She did. That's where it is. So we have to learn. We have to learn where we are with the family. It's very easy to find out. We figure it out. It all becomes clear. That's with the family. We just have to realize that everything is a challenge. Everything is a test. And I have the ability to win through if I just work on yearning for Hashem and putting Hashem in my life in a real way. That's today's Kafka Situation.